Jeremy, walk us through the decision-making process to keep Craig on as the head coach heading into next season.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the season, there's an evaluation process that happens with all of us, and obviously Coach Dickinson was part of that process, and really it's an evaluation that I had with him, and a couple of days of having conversation and going through the season and move forward plan, and lots of discussion with him. You know, at the end of the day, I still believe in Coach Dickinson as a coach. I feel like he's a very good football coach, for one. I feel like he's obviously deserved an opportunity to come back with the success that he's had in the past, and just really still believe in him. Obviously, there's still lots of work to do with conversations on what we can improve and how we can improve, but really just feel confident in Coach Dickinson.
How relieved are you that you get another opportunity?
You know, I know I've said this before, but you know, it's not something that's really on your mind when you're going through the process of the season. You're just really trying to figure out how to help the team and what we can do better to win football games. So really, just really focused in on that. And you know, I think when you go through something, a season like this, you're kind of more worried about the people around you and your families, and they're stressed out pretty big with the situation that's going on. So you really just want to make sure that they're all right.
What is it you might do differently if you had a do-over for this season?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and hopefully we're going to have lots of findings and answers for that. And you know, if you're going to do something differently, then the question would have been, why didn't you do it differently? But you know, I think to start the season, coming out of training camp, I thought we felt pretty strong with our team, and you know, certainly had a good training camp and came out healthy and started the year out on a good note, and everything was going relatively smoothly, and started to get regressions, and some of those regressions were based off of injuries and sicknesses, and then when you have injuries, you're really planning to get guys back at a certain time, and sometimes they linger, and it could kind of snowball, and felt like some of those games that we were close in, they were very emotional losses for the team. They were tough to come back for when you're working so hard and you're so close to winning a game that's going to kind of put you over the hump and you don't get it. It's a big setback. So the guys kept fighting, the players kept fighting, the coaches really spent a ton of time trying to figure it out. And unfortunately, we just didn't have the success down the stretch.
Where does Cody Fajardo stand with the franchise right now in terms of next season?
Yeah, we're going through the evaluation of all the players, of all the coaches, obviously, and really everything that we do on a day-to-day basis. So that evaluation is still yet to happen. Not trying to avoid your question, but we do have a lot of evaluations that take place right now, and you know, we're going to evaluate where we're at. You know, certainly. Haven't made any decisions on the future of any of our players yet.
Jeremy, when you mentioned changes and upgrades and evaluations, for you as the general manager, what's a more pressing need and your first look? Is it going to be along that offensive line, or is your quarterback, or in another area?
Yeah, you know, I can't sit up here and take back from how important I feel the offensive line is and how much I've talked about the offensive line and how it's critical to your team. And I think this was a prime example of how important an offensive line is and to play well up front. So it certainly is an area of focus for us and an area that we need to get better at. And so that's gonna be a priority for us is up front. And obviously we'll have a big question at quarterback that we'll have to go through and look at all the options, who's available, how we feel about it. Obviously we have a coordinator to hire as well that will have an input in that as well.
Jeremy, there are a couple issues in the locker room and around with penalties and discipline. This guy being suspended. Did you talk to Craig about that? He has to work better making sure that doesn't happen, or did you talk about the incidents that took place under his watch that he was involved with on the team?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I hold responsibility in that too, right? I'm the general manager, so in those situations, I probably need to be a little more aggressive and step into some of those situations, but we communicate on all the things that happen, and we spend a lot of time together on a regular basis. But part of the evaluation process with Coach Dickinson and I was talking about team discipline and penalties, and I think they're maybe different, two different areas. I think that maybe if you talk to Coach Dickinson, he early in the year when we were 4-1, all the talk was about taking too many penalties, and as we got further through the year, our penalties actually went down, and we didn't win very many games. But I think it's more of on the field, it's the penalties and when they happen, and how much they impact you. So you definitely want to try to play cleaner on the field, but you also want your team playing aggressive. As far as the team discipline, you know, I think we had some pretty tough incidents that happened this year that Coach had to deal with, and we had to deal with. You know, we tried to handle them the best way we thought was right at the time. I think you can look back and evaluate how those situations turned out after the fact. And so that may change how you approach it the next time. So I think maybe there's some learnings with us. It's such a tough thing when you're talking about discipline with players, because you're also trying to win. And so you have a balance of, is it a problem that's affecting the locker room, or is it something that's fixable? You know, was it a mistake or was it a problem? And unfortunately, in some of those situations, they lingered on and until we had to make decisions.
What's Craig going to have to show in 2023 to you? What are you going to be looking for him to improve on, to not do, or what do you expect from him on that?
You know, I think, first of all, I think he's a very good coach. I think he is, and the conversation with us is, I think we really just need to establish the expectations early in the year. I thought we did a good job of early in the season. Our expectations were win the Grey Cup, and we made it a point to let the players know that and have that as their goal. And I think maybe as the year went on, we lost that a little bit. But also expectations on what are the expectations of being a Rough Rider and being in Saskatchewan and representing our team, and all those things we talk about internally with each other. Craig and I have been here a long time, so I think it's important that when we have new players that they understand that and not just assume that they know what our culture is about.
Jared, when you talk about the culture and the character of the players, does that mean heading into this offseason, maybe more so than ever before, you'll really be focusing on maybe more so or as equally the character of a player versus their ability?
Yeah, we try to do that. We really try to do that when we look at our players. And you know, people make mistakes and make some decisions that sometimes don't fall in line with what we believe in, right? And so you try to help them through that. And, you know, in our case, we try to support them through it, and hopefully that there's some change that happens. And if not, then you have to make decisions. But it's certainly a big factor when we talk to players about being good people and being good in the locker room. They also have to be good football players, and you know, we don't just look just to character. They have to be able to play good on the field and be productive.
Jeremy, how much responsibility do you accept for the way things went this season?
Well, it all falls on me, to be honest, Rob. I mean, I'm the guy that hires the head coach and hires the staff, and I'm the guy that signs the players, right? So. Ultimately, it comes down to me, and the responsibility is all on me. So it is my responsibility to make sure that we have a team that's going to go out there and compete to win every game and ultimately be in a position at the end of the year where we have an opportunity to win a Grey Cup. And so it's on me to try to get it right.
How difficult is it to assess the job that Craig did in 2023, considering you had the COVID outbreak that you could say could tie up three of your games, as well as the stomach flu game against Winnipeg?
Yeah, a lot of meetings with players over the last couple of days, and trying to get their. You know, I obviously have my own thoughts on the year, and just get their perspective if it was the same as them. But it was really it was a difficult season, you know, and I one that I've never been a part of. I've been on some teams that haven't won very many games and haven't been successful. And so you're trying to compare it with some of those years. But, you know, it was a year like no other. Like, you know, I think the year started off and everything was going along fine. And, you know, it really started in Halifax, you know. Hour before the game, you know, notified that a player has COVID, and you're trying to get the player out of the locker room and make sure that he's all right, getting him isolated, another player in the same game is injures his shoulder, and you're making roster adjustments right before the game, and then an emotional loss in Halifax. Right, it was a pretty cool environment. We had lots of fans there, and just really really good situation being over there. And we have an emotional loss at the end of the game where we kind of had the game in control. We're up by a couple points and had a turnover where they, you know, where they scored and then couldn't adjust to it. So coming back from that, that's when it really got difficult as well, when a lot more players were out with COVID, and now we're kind of shutting down the building, and guys are staying home, and our head coach gets COVID as well, and it lingered on for a couple weeks. And so, you know, coming back from Halifax and playing Toronto with 10 or 12 of the starters out with COVID was difficult and challenging. But the guys still worked their butts off and worked really hard to try to win the game. And then, another sickness comes in before we're playing Winnipeg. The night before the game, get a call from the trainer that a guy's sick, and you think it's just, an isolated thing. And then by morning, we had 8 or 9 guys that had it. And I think we had about 30 players that week that ended up getting it. So. Difficult going through those situations, but felt like we still, still had enough time, and we were still in control of our goal, but just never got it turned around.
How much control does Craig have when it comes to hiring who the next offensive coordinator is?
Yeah, he has, he has the ability to hire his staff. I give him certainly the flexibility to. I'll definitely be involved with that conversation and. We'll be with him right through the whole thing, but he'll have the final say. But I'll be able to talk with him and go through the candidates and make sure that I'm involved with the decision. But ultimately, he'll get to decide who the coordinator is.
Is there a lesson to be learned if you were with the organization in 2011 when it felt like things had bottomed out and a lot of people were clamoring for Brendan to be let go and Jim Hopson didn't subscribe to that mentality, but new changes needed to be made. The offensive line was rebuilt. 2 years later, there's a champion. Is there something to be said because of that, drawing upon that in terms of patience and just following through with the process as opposed to being reactionary?
I certainly think it's important that you get an opportunity. I think there's a lot of a learning that goes on when you're doing a job like this or being the head coach that. Those experience are going to help you be better at your job. Certainly the same as a player when you play, you learn a lot of things and you get better at what you do. I was fortunate enough to be a part of that exact situation and kind of know how Brennan attacked that off season after getting the opportunity and the changes and the approach that he took during that time, but we certainly appreciate the opportunity to go back and make it right. I've been here a long time, and certainly am excited about the opportunity to get the team turned around after a tough year.
Is it almost the same situation with the offensive line, where it needs to be pretty much rebuilt from scratch as it was after 2011? Chris Best was the only holdover from 1 year to the other in terms of the starters.
Yeah, there's no doubt we need to be better. As far as who will be back or how we'll change it is really going to be an evaluation process. But there has to be, there has to be change up front, obviously, because we just weren't successful enough at what we did and who we had. The offensive line, when we came out of training camp, we felt like we were going to be improved from the year before. Felt like we were running the ball very well in the beginning and doing an okay job, not a great job, of protecting the quarterback. And we saw some regression and missed on a couple players that we had hoped it would be better. And that's on me to have better players in those positions to be successful. So there's definitely some work to be done on our offensive line.
Besides changes in terms of the bad luck you guys have this year, what changes need to occur for this team to get back on track as you guys were the first 2 years under Craig Dickinson?
Well, if you look at our team, what we were successful at the last number of years is You know, being able to get to the quarterback, being able to run the football. I think running the football's an important part of what we do. You know, and if you have an elite quarterback that's going to throw for 400 yards a game and you're going to score a lot of points, then maybe it's not as important as you see a lot of the NFL teams that are doing now. But we need to get back to doing that. And I think some of those things went in the turnover battle. I think that was a big drop off at the end of the year. You know, and early in the year we were at the top, and you know, we got down closer to the middle by the end of the year, which is, you know, critical to games is creating turnovers. When you get to the quarterback on defense, you're really helping out the defensive backs, and you know, you can see how that impacted us as the season went on. And again, you know, got to do a better job protecting the quarterback, because it's critical. It really is, and you can see the impact it has on the season. And you know, it's not by lack of effort from those guys. Those guys work their butts off, and you wouldn't find a closer group than those guys of trying as hard as they could to get better. And unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of improvement.
Jeremy, can you approach other teams during this span and talk about open positions, or is there kind of a moratorium?
There's a process that you have to go through, and so you have to obviously there's a tampering policy in our league where you have to go through the appropriate steps of talking to those coaches. So you got to depending on where they are in their contract and where they are, there's a period there that I'll have to refresh here shortly. I'll have to refresh exactly when that period is and when we can request it. But really, this is just fresh, and we're just getting started in that process.
We've also been talking about the football operation salary cap impacts teams moving forward and moves. Is it involved in your decision at all with the way things are? You know, I can't explain the operations cap.
Yeah. Are you asking with my decision with coach?
Yeah, right.
It didn't have any impact in it. If I wanted to make a change, I had the ability to make a change.
Spent a lot of money on Duke Williams and AC Leonard. They both have disappointing years, and injuries were a factor there. Why do you think those really didn't pan out this year, and how much did that affect the team's performance, do you think?
Yeah, when you look at it at the end of the year and you look at their numbers, you're definitely gonna say that maybe it wasn't the seasons didn't go as they had hoped or as we had hoped. And again, I don't want to use it as an excuse, but. They both had injuries. I think both of them started off relatively well with their play. I think AC had two or three sacks early in the season. And then he had, just before the Halifax game, a lot of people don't know, but he had a neck injury right before the Halifax game where his shoulder took a big blow, and he was out for a number of games because of the neck injury. And really it was, it's tough to come back from something like that during the season where you're trying to strengthen your shoulder as the season is going on. So really, really tough. He was fighting through injury and trying to play the best he could, but it impacted his play, it really did. So obviously disappointing. He's probably disappointed that it didn't go better as well with Duke. Same thing. He couldn't stay healthy with a couple nagging injuries early, and then the ankle injury, which you know, we really early on thought that it was a sprain and that he would recover in a few weeks. It turned out that he had more ligament damage there, and he actually has to have surgery here shortly on his ankle. And again, a tough one because it's one of those injuries that it may recover with time. And so we had lots of times where he was going out and testing it, and we felt like he was going to be back in a week, in a 2 weeks, and never got back. And so it's tough in that area position, that position in general. We never had our guys on the field at the same time, right? So we had some of our other players that had to step up and be more productive, and you know, all three of our American receivers that we had hoped we were going to have great years were injured for a big part of it. So it made it more difficult. I felt like I could have done a better job coming out of camp of having receivers that were ready to go. Having a guy that replaced Kyron that would be a guy that could fill in as other injuries happen. So I felt like that I definitely could have did a better job with that area.
Ultimately, though, I mean, when you look at a season like this and there have been so many injuries to major players and you have the COVID outbreak and the stomach, I mean, at some point you just say, it's one of those, it wasn't our year, flush it, let's just reset. Is there a consequent almost disinclination to blow up too much of it because of all the adverse circumstances you faced?
Certainly weighs into the discussions that you're having about how the year was. If it was a normal year and we didn't have all those uncontrollable things that were happening to us, maybe it weighs, doesn't weigh in as much, but we had a lot that happened. To answer your question, during the year, there's never that conversation. It's always just focused on the year. I know it's hard to understand when we're losing that many in a row, but really it was go back to work after the game. What can we change? What can we do better? The coaches go right into game plan, and it's really just your head's down trying to focus in on the next one, and you can't let it carry over into the next week, because if it does, then it makes it more difficult. And like I said, I thought we had some late games that were just emotional losses. The Labor Day game, home against Edmonton, those are emotional. In Hamilton, where we just needed a few more points, defense played well, but we just didn't score enough points to win that game. So we had some. It was an emotional season for all of our guys and their families too. But you know, we tried to do our best to uplift the players and to keep them focused. But yeah, it was challenging. It was challenging for everyone.